the Star Wars convention. Did I mention she was looking for love? Had to call her bluff. Lady, you don't mean how that sounded. That 1,000-pound dude in the no fat chick shirt's astounded. Thought she'd take it back. Revoke, rewind, rescind, retract. You heard me, she said. I'll take any man here to descend to the cave where you conquer the fear. And I'll steer you to the side to force you choose. Somebody's standing up here now. This girl, you have to understand, would not look out of place on the arm of an attractive man. So the geeks in attendance got jaws on the floor. One extends his saber, but he tripped on his cloak. I stepped to the front, then I spoke. I ain't spitting game, look, I got a Wookiee hat on. But these guys here are used to getting spat on by girls. See, you put them in shock, and this ain't the right con to quote Mr. Spock, but it's highly illogical to me. Girl looked me in the eye, said, is your mind free? Sitting in the room upstairs, watching her wind up the buns in her hair, I declare that I'd like to be Luke, unless that's a bit too perverted for you. Well, I could be Jabba, a Jawa, an Ewok when we talk. Ooh, lock, a bleak block. Wait, I've seen all the flicks, all the books that I read. I don't recall any character tied to the bed. But that's alright, I'ma just pretend that I'm encased in carbonite. Why, that's a nice gold bikini, you make that? Shows off what you got, no mistake. That's one fine view of Chewbacca you're giving me. Lower that down here, we'll be living the linguistic lifestyle of the protocol droid. Then comes the part where I'm not overjoyed. Fire, she said, and before I could scream, got a steaming mouthful of yellow laser beams.